Live from the Bay Area, the center of the universe, it's the Progressive News on Green 960.
Bad boy. You're a naughty boy. Bad boy. Nasty, naughty boy. Bad boy.
Hey.
You're a naughty boy.
Don't blame me, that's the senator.
Bad boy. Nasty, naughty boy.
Yeah, spread the word. You're listening to Progressive News. Spread the word. Mike Rogers from Page One Q and blogactive.com is going to be here. The man who outed Senator Larry Craig. He doesn't like that word, outed. I'll explain why in a bit. He's going to be back to break some more news here. Some more congressional news on the Progressive News Hour. And we will, I promise, try to get to your calls. We would have in the last segment, but that damn congresswoman comes in here, barges in, thinks she can take over the show. Not this time. Plenty of time with Mike Rogers, I hope. So give us a call, 866-960-5753, if you have a question for the man who outed Senator Larry Craig. But first, we're going to check in again with our friend Sebastian Coons. Green 960's news update. Oh, Seabass.
Oh, Brad, thank you very much. Starting this half an hour, actually this hour, with a story out of NASA Ames Research Center in Mountain View, and it's not a happy story. NASA computers caught being used for kind of nefarious purposes. Federal grand jury indicting a pair of former space agency officials for possessing kiddie porn on government computers. Neither still works for NASA, although they had worked out at the Ames Research Center at Moffett Field. Mark Zielinski and Christopher Wiltsy accused of knowingly having child porn on the NASA machines in 2005.
Oy.
Oy vey is correct. Over at San Francisco International Airport, a new holding facility for those described as non-criminals who have been denied entry. Previously, such people had to be sent to jail in Santa Clara County. The facility was unveiled this week after a year after a group of Iranian students spent a night in Santa Clara County jail, even though none of them were charged with any crimes, according to the Human Rights Commission. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency estimates actually more than 500 non-criminal travelers arrived every year in San Francisco. They're determined inaccessible, and while some get put immediately back on a return flight out of SFO, most don't and end up going to jail even though they've committed no crime. Spokesman for the Customs Border Protection Agency says they're always trying to be as accommodating as possible to the traveling public.
Sebastian, you realize crimes are not needed anymore to be thrown in jail.
I do realize that. Right? I realized that the last time I went through security at the regional airport here.
Did they throw you in jail?
They did not, but I saw somebody getting searched who just did not reek of a criminal, an old elderly lady with knitting needles. I sat there watching how long could they possibly harass this poor woman. And it just went on longer than seemed reasonable, you know?
Nice.
Some people just plain flunked green. If you ask our reporter John Rivers, he'll tell you who gets an F when it comes to the environment.
Stanford University polled Americans on how they feel we're doing in efforts to improve the environment. They did the poll with Associated Press and found out that businesses and our government leaders are apparently falling fairly short of our expectations. The survey shows we want more aggressive action, as 80% think President Bush, Congress, and U.S. businesses have failed to do what needs to be done to improve the environment.
That new poll coming out of Stanford University this week. Happy ninth birthday to Google. Anybody have any birthday gifts? Well, one legal organization doesn't. Google's, in fact, now the target of a new copyright infringement crackdown. The National Legal Policy Center has sent letters to lawmakers criticizing the search engine for allowing its video hosting service to promote, basically, illegally copied movies, as well as also complaining Google cares more about increasing their audience and potential profits than protecting the intellectual property rights of the entertainment industry. Clicking over to Yahoo, they are silencing their podcasting service, a restructuring move. Their unpopular service for finding podcasts goes dark on Halloween, October the 31st. In fact, it's one of a handful of features Yahoo is scrapping as it tries to kind of snap out of its financial funk. And finally, this Thursday afternoon, four people being charged in Oakland federal court for turning marijuana into treats resembling popular candy bars and other packaged food. The company was known as Tainted Incorporated. According to the cops, four people arrested. They were producing marijuana-laced cookies, brownies, candies, that sort of thing. Also stuff like peanut butter, barbecue sauce, and granola bars laced with tetrahydrocannabinol. I didn't even know you could do that.
Delicious.
Certainly nutritious as well. I guess not. At any rate, looking at... Sorry.
No, it's all right. What's the name of the company again?
Tainted Incorporated. Some of their products, one of their products, get this, was emulating Pop-Tarts, and it was called Pot-Tarts. They do stuff like that, puns, pot puns on names of candies.
Well, that sounds delicious, but you're saying it was poison?
Well, I don't know about poison, but if you consider tetrahydrocannabinol sort of an illegal or unacceptable additive to your food or candy, then that would be, you know.
I can't even say it, much less consider it. I don't know what it is.
THC for short. It's the active ingredient in pot.
Oh, I've heard of that.
You might have heard of that. Yeah. At any rate, looking at the weather, nice weather for it tomorrow. In fact, tomorrow might climb up to 70 in the East Bay here in the city, 63 degrees coast side, a little bit of fog reported at the Golden Gate Bridge, but nice down the peninsula. 66 Oakland, 72 in Palo Alto, here in San Francisco, south of Market at Green 960, it's 67 degrees. I'm Sebastian Coons with Brad Friedman, filling in for John Scott here on Green 960.
Hey, thanks, Sebas.
My
appreciate
pleasure.
It. Are you back with us tomorrow as well?
Absolutely. I will be here with bells on. I might leave the bells at home because they don't work so well.
No, bring in the bells.
Radio.
Bring them. Speaking of bells on, thanks, Sebas. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Much appreciated. All right. Speaking of bells on, we're going over to our old friend. We're going to take a quick break, actually. Come back with our old friend Mike Rogers, who's going to break some news for us today. Maybe even take your calls at 866-960-5753. You can join the open thread at bradblog.com. And, Mike is he's the guy who outed Larry Craig. So what could he be up to now? He's also my blog father. We'll tell you about that and so much more after this break. You're listening to Progressive News on Green 960. Brad Friedman in for John Scott. More right after this.
The Green 960 Progressive News resumes on October 11th. Filling in, it's Brad Friedman from Brad Blog on Green 960.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Closeted Conservative Congressman.
Mr. Closeted Conservative Congressman.
Most people go to the airport bathroom to relieve themselves before their next flight.
Oh,
but
boy.
Not you. No. You're looking to become a member of the Ground Level Club.
Not what they mean by a layover.
You, Mr. Closeted Conservative Congressman, voted against gay marriage. That's because you want to have as many partners as you can. In as many cans as you can.
A romantic toilet rendezvous.
Come on, sir. You are gay, aren't you?
That's not what I said on C-SPAN. No.
So the next time you're in the airport lavatory stall and see a polished wingtip tap, tap, tapping to make your acquaintance, run away. Or you might be the belle of the bathroom ball with Mr. Closeted Conservative Congressman.
Yeah.
A real American hero.
Mr. Closeted Conservative Congressman.
All right, the Progressive News rolls along here. I'm Brad Friedman sitting in for John Scott. And, of course, we wouldn't have Mr. Closeted Conservative Congressman Song were it not for our next guest, Mr. Mike Rogers, of creator and managing editor, I believe I've got that title right, of page1q.com and blogactive.com. He joins us, and I should say I used to do a show on weekends, and I would bring in Mike for what I like to call the Brad Show Big Gay Hour. And we figured, well, there's enough big gay news going on right now in this country that it's more than time to bring old Mike back on. Mike Rogers from Page One Q. How are you, my friend?
And here I thought you were the belle of the bathroom ball.
Oh, thank you for noticing.
Hey, Brad.
That was pretty funny.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being had. It's, listen, and I know you're going to break some news for us, but we're going to hold that. We're going
to
tease. We're going
to
torture. We're going
to
make everyone stick with us here. Let's catch up here. Now, I know you don't like the word outed. You like the word reported. You reported on the fact that Senator Larry Craig, was doing stuff like having affairs in bathrooms and stuff, right?
Correct. I like to report. And I think that the word outing has such negative connotations. It was actually invented by a closeted gay man. And to me, outing is more the willy-nilly, indiscriminate disclosure of sexual orientation.
And you don't do that, do you? I mean, you've got dirt on all kinds of folks, from what I know.
Well, I know a lot of information about a whole lot of folks.
But you don't. You're not just going to run around and report so and so is gay just because they are and they're keeping it a secret, right?
Well, if I want to get a date with them, maybe. But other than that, no.
so let's say we've absolutely got a Democratic congressperson or a staffer who's gay but hasn't really announced it publicly. You're not going to be reporting on that, are you?
Democratic or Republican, my work is completely nonpartisan. You know, people in high positions, whether or not they're Democrats or Republicans, are equally offensive to me if they are both closeted and anti-gay at the same time and have reported on folks who are in the Democratic and the Republican Party. The fact that most of them are Republicans, the vast, vast, vast majority, says, I believe, more about the Republican Party than it does about my work.
Do we have any Republicans who are, let's see, closeted but not out there voting against things like hate crime bills and
there are a number of closeted members in Congress in both sides of the aisle,
yeah,
who do not vote against the gay community, who are not hypocrites leading one style of life while behind the scenes hurting someone else. And I have no interest in reporting on those folks and would be violating my very own principles if I were to say, you know, so Congressman XY or Congressman this guy is a closeted individual, but he's not anti-gay, because what would be the reason for reporting that information? And I don't understand why anybody would want to do that.
So it's the hypocrisy that you're reporting on here, correct?
It's all about the hypocrisy. It's about pretty much, and I think the easiest way that I've been able to put it out there, it's all about individuals who want my community to keep their secrets while they beat me up. And, you know, there's just no pact that somebody gets to hang out and be protected by the community that they're fighting. And that's why I'm glad that people are coming forward and saying enough.
And now, speaking of hypocrisy and enough, Larry Craig says he won't be resigning. Is that correct? Won't be resigning as of September 30th when he had promised?
He had said it was his intent to resign on September 30th.
Right.
And now he is trying to retract his guilty plea for a whole host of reasons. And because he has very high-priced lawyers, who knows, he may win or he may lose.
But what does it matter?
I imagine that Larry Craig is really pissing off, is that, am I allowed to say that, really upsetting an awful lot of people in the Republican Party right now. I've actually been surprised. You know, this is the party of love and compassion and forgiveness, and they really haven't shown that to Larry Craig recently. And I think it's a very complicated situation for them. And
the Republican Party, compassionate.
Exactly.
That's the word that comes to mind.
And I want to be compassionate. I want Larry Craig to stay in his seat all the way through the November 2008 election.
Now, why do you want that?
Well, because I think that what he did wasn't really a crime. I think that people are now aware of who he is, and I think that eventually he'll start to be more responsive as he climbs out of his denial. As somebody who is personally happy when Democrats win, I can't tell you the value of what it will be like to see Mr. Craig kind of flailing out there in the wind for the media to continually focus on and the folks. And I know, I don't think he's going to last. I think that, you know, Brad, the powerful political operations that exist in this country, they don't care about democracy. They care about control. So what will happen if he stays is eventually someone's going to sit down the folks in Idaho, Republican Party, and say, look, you're not getting anything in the federal budget until you get this joker out of office.
Yeah, I don't know.
It will be Republicans who hang him, not Democrats.
I don't know what the hell he's possibly thinking. We're speaking with Mike Rogers of PageOneQ.com, BlogActive.com. We'd love to hear from you if you'd like to touch base with us at 866-960-5753. That's 866-960-5753. If you've got questions for Mike, my blog father, as he's informed me he is, and I agree, Mike. I should say Mike was one of the first guys who came along when I was just after I started blogging at bradblog.com and said, hey, you're doing great work. Do you need help? Do you need storage space for videos and everything else? And God bless you for that. God
I blog think it was
father.
In the days before there was bradblog.com even, maybe.
You were? No, I don't think you were.
Oh, no? When was bradblog.com born?
January 2004.
You're right. You beat me on that.
See?
Then maybe I'm not your block father. Or maybe I'm your space dad, because I held space for you on my server. I remember that.
My space dad?
Yeah, like instead of being your blog father, because you were blogging before me.
Great. Now I'm a blog orphan. Thanks, Rogers. Listen, they passed a hate crime bill today in Congress, I think, or an amendment to the was it to the Defense Authorization Bill?
Correct. It was the Kennedy Amendment.
And it finally passed with 60 votes in the Senate?
60 votes, yes. 39 votes for. 39 vote. Well, 60 votes to end the filibuster, which meant that the amendment will pass and was added. 39 votes against it, and the profile encouraged John McCain bailed on voting. He wasn't there for the vote.
He didn't vote at all.
How convenient.
And now, of course, Larry Craig, Senator Larry Craig, who's still in Congress, and he is not gay, by the way. He said so.
That's true.
He voted, of course, in favor of this hate crimes bill. Did he not?
He did not. He actually said that gay people should not be entitled to protection under the law. So he voted against the community. And you said a moment ago, you know, what was he thinking? And I think the problem is that they don't think this. They don't. They're not. They have such a cognitive disconnect that they're unable to see how their actions on the job conflict with their personal life, which they're in complete denial about.
Does he just not get it? Is that what you're saying, or is he fighting for his life here?
Oh, like I think Larry Craig thinks he's not gay. Larry Craig is what we would call in the movement a man who has sex with men, but never self-identifies even as himself being gay or even himself being closeted as a gay man. It's like whatever messaging he received, maybe it was religious when he was young, of this, you know, you are not one of them. And I think that as we look at other Congress members like Dreyer and Foley, who have been long reported on, he's different. Like the right wing looks at him, like everybody knew about Foley. He's from Florida, you know. But this guy is like one of them from Idaho. Like you don't get much more, you know, of that that persona. And I think this is flipping them out, Brad. I think they're like, oh my God, this. You haven't heard any of these family values groups say a peep about him.
Have they asked him to leave?
They haven't asked. If anything, like I haven't heard any press statements. My friend said, oh no. One of them put something out, and I'm like, okay. One of these guys put something out on Larry Craig. Tell me whenever there's an advance to slam gay people or do that, they're not the first ones running to the media, buying advertising, yada, yada, yada. I mean, it's insane.
It is insane.
So but by their silence, we know that they're freaking out.
And now they were silent for a long time, actually, because it wasn't over this the summer. I know the story about the Minneapolis airport and Larry Craig came out. But you had actually reported on Larry Craig, I think it was in October of 06, wasn't it?
Correct.
And you had, I was paying attention. You said he had another experience in Washington, D.C., correct?
Over 2 years before I reported it, because one of my hallmarks, as you know, with you when you're investigating the scandals that are going on, you got to cross all your T's, dot all your I's.
Right.
And it took me 26 months, so 2 years and 2 months from when I received my first tip on Larry Craig, to report that first tip, in fact, was this guy who had a sexual encounter with him in Union Station. And, you know, I think it's fascinating that 1 month after he denied to the Idaho Statesman and Dan Popke, who was the largest, most important political reporter in the state, 1 month after that, he sat with his wife at a table outside of his home and said what Mike Rogers said was wrong, and his wife said I was a piece of trash. And a month later, he was arrested at the Minneapolis airport for doing exactly what I said he did when he was in Union Station, soliciting another man for sexual activity. So these guys are clearly in some kind of crazy denial.
Yeah, clearly. And how did you how did you get to the Minneapolis story then? Had you heard about that prior to the Idaho Statesman releasing that at the airport?
I had not, and it was actually Roll Call who first reported that, and no one, they're not telling us all about where they got it, what happened in Minneapolis. I think what happened was is the guy got arrested, and as it went its way through the legal system, someone finally recognized the name by chance and said, oh, wow, this is a U.S. senator.
Mm.
Probably told a friend, and then the next thing you know, someone who's political gets a hold of it, and then that's the end of it.
You got scooped?
I did get scooped.
Wow. That doesn't happen very often.
Doesn't happen often
with Mike Rogers of page1q.com and, of course, blogactive.com. Much more with him ahead and your calls, if you like, 866-960-5753. He's also going to break a bit of news for us concerning a different Congress member, at least as I understand it. So you'll want to stick with us as we move ahead. Much more to come. That, John Gideon and voting from VotersUnite.org on today's voting news. Stick with us, Mike. We're back with much more straight ahead.
Brad filling in for the Progressive News this week on Green 960.
Thank you all very much for coming out today. I will read a statement.
Yeah, that's good.
We're gay.
I am not gay.
I'd be okay.
I never have been gay.
I mean, cause hey, I like you anyway.
I was not involved in any inappropriate conduct.
Because you see, if it were me,
I am asking counsel to review this matter.
I would feel free to say that I was gay, but I'm not gay.
I never have been gay.
I'm happy just being with you.
I love my wife.
So what should it matter to me what you do in bed with guys?
I should have told my family.
That is gross. No, it's not. If you were gay.
Sing it, boys.
I shout.
Still goals I would like to accomplish.
But I wouldn't get in your way. You can count on me to always be
gay
beside you every day to tell you it's okay.
I apologize for my judgment.
You were just born that way. Now don't they say it's in your DNA?
I hope you appreciate my openness to all of you.
You're gay.
This statement will go up on my website today. I am not gay.
If you were gay.
Very good. That was Avenue Q. I think Mike Rogers, we're speaking with Mike Rogers of Page One Q and blogactive.com. Mike, that was Avenue Q. Is that right?
And Larry Craig together.
And Larry Craig. You're right. I didn't mean to.
Your boy Larry.
My boy Larry. Yes, we're speaking with a man who, though he doesn't like the word, outed Larry Craig. And so much more. A little bit of news coming up from him in just a moment. You're going to want to stick with us. But I want to ask you, Mike. Oh, and if you want, give us a call, 866-960-5753. All right. That said, Iranian President Ahmadinejad, got it right, says there are no homosexuals in Iran, Mike.
He's killing them all. That's why.
Yeah, I know he is.
He's executing them. I mean, you know, if you keep putting nooses around gay people's necks, you're right. There won't be any left.
And they do. They give the death penalty there for.
They give the death penalty.
Yeah. Nice. We're going to talk more about
not
that.
Cruel. And not only that.
Yeah.
But he spoke at Columbia University.
Right.
And they put the transcript online when he gave this statement about gay people.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then they scrubbed it from the Persian language version and left it in the English language version. Then when the story came out, they took the whole thing off the English language version, the question and answer period.
Wait, hang on. Columbia University scrubbed it?
No, the Iranian president's website.
Oh, I see.
They have a website where they put up all of his speeches and his...
And so they took that out.
So they took it out first of just the Persian language version. Then they took out the entire thing on the English side. The entire question and answer period because it had the gay thing in it and they were ridiculed for scraping it. It's so preposterous, these religious fundamentalists who say that gay people don't have a right to an equal share of society, whether you're the president of Iran or the president of the United States, is just as pathetic.
And I would say that the students at that speech of the Iranian president, they had the right response, I think, which was to laugh at this guy.
They laughed, they booed, they howled. It was great.
Yeah, it was great, and it was a hell of a lot greater than a lot of these folks in Congress who think, oh, we need to villainize and go to war with them. I say you laugh this guy out of town. That said, speaking of Congress, General Peter Pace was back at it. Was it today in Congress?
Giving testimony, kind of.
Yeah.
Basically saying that he didn't mean to disparage gay people. He meant to disparage, basically, I mean, these aren't the words he used, but he just wanted to offend anybody who wasn't married having sex.
What did he say?
He was raised that having sex, you know the deal, Brad, outside of the Bible, outside of the covenant of marriage.
That's right, of course.
That, you know, that's a no-no. So,
I know it, Mike? You don't have to tell me.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, okay, you and your archaic ideas. No wonder you think the best response to deal with people is to bomb them and to get involved in the mess in the Middle East. You are so backwards in your thinking. You know, and it's just it's the whole notion, you know, that in 2007 that this guy actually believes those things. And we see why he's leaving. I mean, Bush could not defend him for another term. And I think that that's, you know, and don't ask, don't tell is certainly going to be gone within 2 to 3 years, if not sooner.
Do you think so? 2 to 3 years?
I absolutely think so, especially after the next election. I think the president, and it will be a Democrat. They've the Republicans have given us that. And I do think that I think eventually somebody stands up and says, you know what? There's 59 guys and lesbians and gay men who know how to translate Arabic, and they've been fired from their working for their country at the time of a war in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And we're running out of soldiers. You know, like at some point someone's going to say, this is really crazy, because these people, they're worried about foxholes. These guys work at desk jobs in San Diego, you know, and in Washington and doing this translation.
You're presuming, of course, Mike Rogers, that they're going to like have common sense, that they're going to come to their senses and actually do something in Congress that makes sense. And the way they've been behaving of late, I'm not convinced that's the case.
You know, I have to say that, the Democrats are in control now, and it's more of the same. It's money for the war. It's money for the war. Everything that they want to do, then they go ahead and they keep this war going, and they don't put their foot down. And the American people, you know the frustration. They don't protect the electoral vote.
Mm-hmm.
The whole democracy is kind of irrelevant if you don't protect the computer vote and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to say to yourself, like let's use this as an example, how they haven't worked to give you the paper receipt when you vote.
Right.
Right. Like, does somebody really sit there and believe that no record of something could actually be better than a record?
Yeah, there are people who actually
believe
that.
They can't believe that, Brad.
It's because they do. I've talked to these people. They don't want – they feel like – I mean, they'll tell you, oh, paper ballots, they can be stuffed, and they've been, you know, defrauding them for years, but we haven't had any problem with these touchscreen machines. And what they don't realize, it's like I talk to people all the time, and they say, oh, you hear about these, we see these ballot boxes floating in the river. And I say to them, good, that means you saw the ballots floating in the river. You don't see them when they disappear with on a touchscreen electronic computer. So we have no idea what's going on, but that is the denial. And in this case, you talk about the denial of the Republicans and Larry Craig. It goes even further. This goes to the Democratic side as well. They don't get it. And it's been a very difficult week, I think, for a lot of folks looking at what's going on in Congress, thinking that, you know, looking at these Democrats, it's as if they're behaving like they're dealing with normal people. In other words, they don't understand the Republicans, I'm sorry to say, are not normal people, at least the ones that have hijacked this party. They're not operating like normal people. They're playing dirty. They will do anything they have to do anything, say anything. And if it comes down to stealing elections, whatever, they'll do it. And I think these Democrats really think, do you see what I'm saying? They think they're dealing with other people who are like them. These guys, I'm sorry to say, are not like them, and that seems to be the disconnect, at least as I see it.
The problem is that there's all of these people around them. You know the deal with lobbying and hiding things, mm-hmm. and whatever the information is, they're getting all the misinformation.
Right.
And you know, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, it's like on issue after issue they're doing this, and huge disappointment. I really had hoped for better. I'm sure you did, too.
Well, I certainly did. But you seem to understand that. You understood it. By the way, you're doing a great job out there on the media with Sean Hannity at Hannity and Combs. You killed him, showing that, progressives can show up on Fox News and get it right and take down a guy like Hannity as long as they have their facts in order before they do and know what the hell they're doing. Clearly, you did that because, frankly, Mike Rogers, you cleaned his clock.
Well, I had a lot of fun with it, you know. And, you know, Sean, as I said to someone, you know, poor Sean, he's just not that good on TV. But
yeah.
I find that part of what, and I think that the right wing is much better at this, and it's something that we're learning and bloggers are learning. And, for example, your presence on the radio when you've come up through the blogs is that the right wing has been so masterful at creating those personas and creating those people and grooming people for those jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens on the left, because we're much more egalitarian about involving a lot of people, I always say to people, the problem isn't liberals going on these TV shows on Fox and fighting these guys. The problem is that most people aren't just any good at it. And we
yeah.
want to open up to everybody, and they are so controlling of their message, and, you know, everything's on message. And, you know, you see it. It's like, you know, on a Thursday there's a story on CNN that, you know, all of a sudden there's an excess of, you know, flower flu. And I always say to myself, all right, here we go. Big contrast coming for Merck in a week and a half. And then, you know, then the story is the dangers of flower flu. And then the next story, it's like, well, no one ever heard of it, but we have a pill and a vaccine. And then the next thing you know, there's a $200 million contract going out for that. And that's how this stuff moves. And the right wing is really good at that.
They are good at it. And
to get there.
Well, that's right. Everyone else needs to get better. And, you know, I caught a lot of flack from folks before I went on the air with a debate some time ago. You may remember with Ann Coulter.
I remember.
What are you doing going on the air with someone like her? Well, the good news was I knew my facts and we ran her ass off the air. So by the bottom of the hour, she left.
Handle. Having you on
right.
the air.
All right. Listen, I want to make sure we get to this before we go to John Gideon. Mike Rogers, you're breaking a story tomorrow at where? Page1Q.com or blogactive.com or both?
Both.
All right.
It's always fun to do more than one.
What you got?
We're going to report tomorrow on a United States congressman.
Yeah.
Who?
U.S. House of
The U.S. House of Representatives.
Okay.
Who... While he was living in one place and claiming a tax break for that fact, was registered and voting in an entirely different state.
Really?
So we have a kind of like, and you have to file this whole form and you have to certify that you live here. And one of the things, of course, that they ask you is, where do you vote?
Uh-huh.
And then the next thing we have is a voting record hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles away in a completely different jurisdiction.
Would that be voter fraud?
It's either voter fraud or tax fraud. I guess it depends. It's voter fraud in one place and it's tax fraud in another, I guess. So it's a double indemnity.
Well, you know, it sounds like he's, speaking of Ann Coulter, sounds like he's modeled whoever this is. Actually, he or she, I don't know. It's a he.
It's always a he. I mean, 90%, you know these guys.
It's, like, it's always
and
a
and I'll
he.
Tell you this, it's not his first touch on voter fraud. I'm not going to say who.
Right.
You may be able to guess, but there's a lot of voter fraud connected to this guy all over the place. Okay. This certainly wouldn't be the first example of him cooking the forms or something to
make. Now, is this a closeted gay?
Well,
gay,
you know, there's been many rumors and innuendo about him. I really have nothing on that to go with. But certainly there's been lots of people in his district talking about that. The person owned a house with another man. Did I mention that?
You did not.
Ah, that's the wrap-up part, of course.
Ah. He owned this house with another man.
With another man. Whoops. Yes, I was going to tell you that, Brad, but I wanted to keep it, you know, a little bit secret as we stretch it out. And it's fascinating because, you see, I'm spilling too much here, but the man that he owned it with, when you find out what he did, it almost makes this congressman look like an angel.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Will that be included in the story tomorrow?
Oh, sure. This guy's like scam central.
Is this guy his boyfriend, or do we know that?
We don't know that. We do know that they did live together in this home. We do know that one of them acted as the power of attorney for the other one in the purchase or the sale documents of the home. And at the same time, we know that they both lived in the home.
Okay, who is it, Mike?
That's page1q.com.
Man, you are good.
Active.com.
You are good. Mike
Rogers.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
It's not Larry Craig.
Okay.
It's not David Dreyer.
Okay.
So that leaves...
Well, we know about... Yeah, that leaves
and
someone...
And he's not the Senate, so that leaves you 434.
Well, I have a guess, but I won't... I'll let people figure it out. All right, brother. Thanks for all the good work you're doing. Always great to talk to you. Mike Rogers from page1q.com and blogactive.com. Get the names and the dirt tomorrow AM, Mike?
Sometime in the morning. You know how
right.
that works.
Whenever Mike gets up.
Get out as fast as we can.
Thank you, brother. Great talking to you, blog father.
Thank you, Brad.
All right. Mike Rogers from page1q and blogactive.com. We're back in a moment with John Gideon of VotersUnite.org and our show wrap-up and what's coming up tomorrow. Naomi Wolf is coming out here. All right. Much more straight ahead. Stick with us. You're listening to Progressive News with Brad Friedman in for John Scott.
Hey there, it's John Scott. The Progressive News is on a Sicilian vacation. We'll see you back on October 11th. Filling in for us, Brad Friedman from Bradblog on Green 960.
What is wrong? Is clear. I'm not alone. There are thousands of us here. This is my democracy. You won't go telling me my vote don't matter anymore.
No, you won't. You can try, but it won't work.
And it's not worth fighting for.
Fighting for your vote and mine.
This is our democracy.
Every day. Is our good friend John Gideon of VotersUnite.org. He joins us here as we come into our final few minutes to wrap things up with a daily voting news update, as he does every day at VotersUnite.org and at Bradblog.com. Hey, John, welcome to the Progressive News Hour. No, not News Hour anymore. Progressive News with Brad Friedman sitting in for John Scott. There we go. Got it right. Hey, John Gideon.
Thank you.
How are you, sir?
Good, good.
What you got?
Just in a few minutes ago from Alameda County, actually.
Alameda County, California.
That's fact. The Alameda County judge has voided the election from the 2004 Berkeley medical marijuana measure election. She voided that whole thing and told the county, you got to do it again.
Now, this was a case, didn't this already come up about a month or so ago?
It did, and people were thinking at the time that that's probably what would happen. It has come about. Just for background, the measure failed. There were some questions about the way the election back in 2004 was conducted. A group of people from the coalition that was trying to get this thing passed put up the money to have a recount, and the judge told the county to keep all the records, everything that was in the machines and everything. The county ignored the court order and sent all the machines back to Diebold, where they were immediately, everything was erased, and no chain of custody and everything.
So they erased the hard drives on the touchscreen machines they used in that election.
Yes.
And so they can't recount it, so they've thrown it out, and they're going to have a revote.
That's a fact.
Bravo. I hope they consider that in Ohio, where 56 out of 88 counties destroyed ballots from the 2004 election. Yeah, let's throw that one out, too. What else you got? We're short on time, John.
How about Pennsylvania? We got three counties that are need new voting systems for the next couple of elections because of the failure of their vendor, Advanced Voting Solutions, to get some updated software through testing. Yeah. And the counties and the state are actually going to go out and pay to rent machines, and they're not going to the vendor who is the bad guys in this, who failed all over the place. They're not going to them to get money. It's something I'm working on. We're trying to get people in Pennsylvania around this. I spent a lot of time writing neat letters to reporters there, explaining the issue to them. None of them get it. So
they
far.
Need to get accountability from the companies who screwed up in the first place. A lot of these states and counties got to figure it out. John, I gotta let you go. Gonna be back. Gonna make sure we get more time with you tomorrow. I promise. John Gideon of VotersUnite.org. More at of his daily voting news at BradBlog.com. Thank you, John. Hey, I want to thank everyone, particularly John Scott, for letting me sit in today. And I'll be back again tomorrow. Thanks to Alan Roberts, producer up there, Randy Brown. Also, Bob Agnew, Mike Schaefer down here at K-Talk, 1150 AM, Desi Doyen, and all the rest. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks, guys.